When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello and welcome to Table Manners. This is a very special episode.
I feel like a lady that lunches.
Why?
Because we're in a big, gorgeous hotel. We're going to eat delicious food. Do you?
Yeah.
Why?
On the round table or a traitor.
Do diplomats go into hotel rooms?
Oh, God, I don't know. Well, I feel like we're about to make a deal with someone.
Okay. But it's a very nice hotel, isn't it?
Oh, Corinthia's the best.
The corridors are very long. I'm just going to check my steps. Probably 1,000 getting up from the lift.
Yeah. Well, we have a very special star on today.
And
that is why we are at a hotel and not cooking in Clapham or New Cross. I believe this poor girl is doing junkets all day. So we're going to try and make it easy for her and feed her. Millie Bobby Brown is joining us today to talk about Damsel, the new Netflix movie where she is taking no shit from anyone. Dragons, princes, queens, nah. We're having lunch with her. We've ordered room service because, let's face it, we schlepped that chicken soup to Paris.
No, I couldn't schlep any more
and
chicken
soup. And we thought,
soup,
Tom Kerridge is downstairs. Let's just get some of the grub from downstairs because life is too short, Lenny.
To schlep chicken soup.
So we have decided to get room service. So apologies to anybody. However, I can vouch for this menu because I've been to the restaurant downstairs and the mushroom risotto, it's inverted commas risotto because it's not actually rice.
What is it?
I think it's like shredded mushroom. Oh. It's very good, Mum.
Okay.
We're having that.
Okay.
Right, we've just found out she's just added Greek salad and spag bol to her order.
Oh my God, I love that. I love
I'd have had spag bol.
News just in. Millie has changed her order. Well, to be fair, she didn't actually have the order. We were just preparing like we would have if we were cooking for you. So we were doing all fancy pants. Millie's just ordered spag bol and Greek salad, which actually sounds fab to me. Should we join her in that?
Do you think she'll share?
No. She just barely knows you. She doesn't know you.
Oh, okay.
I feel like we should order an extra spag bol.
Yeah.
And a Greek salad. You know what? I already like this girl and I haven't even met her. Okay, Millie Bobby Brown coming up on Table Manners with a spag bol.
Over
here.
There.
Do you want something apart from water?
Yeah.
Little Coke, dark Coke.
I might have a
cup of tea.
Cup of
I
tea.
I love you guys. Look the exact same.
Do we?
God.
Oh God, because I've got
That's
a red lip.
The worst thing you can say.
No, you're beautiful.
You're
my
so
goodness.
Sweet.
You're beautiful. I might have a
I'm acting like this is my house.
A
by
ginger
the way.
Ale, maybe if that's
Ooh.
Okay.
A ginger ale. Yeah. Get Millie a ginger ale, please.
Yeah, but we don't want any lime in it or lemon.
Okay.
Because, did you hear?
Yeah.
So
what will happen to you?
I don't really know. I get ulcers a lot.
You get ulcers?
Yeah, do you know what?
Yeah.
Put a bit of Bongella in there.
Because when I travel a lot or get on planes, I get stressed, they'll develop. On Stranger Things, I used to get them a lot. And actually had one so much that they actually had to fix my face because it was so swollen, and then but luckily my character doesn't say much on Stranger Things, so I was just able to be like, no. Yeah.
You can get little steroid lozenges. from your dentist.
I love the mama's mumming right now.
They're tiny, like little saccharine tablets, and you put them in, and it takes the pain.
That's what I need.
So is it more that it's just the sting of the citrus that you can't face? Or you're allergic to citrus?
Well, actually, I do try and avoid citrus. Like, I have been drinking a lot of orange juice.
That's not avoiding it, Millie.
I know.
Do I call you Millie Bobby or Millie?
Mill.
Okay, Mill.
Am I right? Is the Bobby bit your grandma?
Bobby bit is my dad.
Your dad?
Florence, my business, is after my nan. But Bobby is my dad. My dad is named Bobby, and I thought channel that in a Bobby. My dad is like a male Kris Jenner.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. It's the best way. Because he's a manager.
He's a dadager.
A dadager. Dua Lipa said it at the Brits this week.
She? Yeah. I think so. It has such a bad rep around it, because my dad is a dad first, always, but he helps manage my life. He's very, you know, whatever you want to do, it's ultimately your decision. But I can't be bothered to book flights and do that. You know, he's so good at it.
Do you know, I think I'm a bit of that, but without the title.
Sorry, you don't managing book my flights.
You. No, managing you.
You manage not just me, you manage everyone. Yeah. The Uber driver here, you managed him. Everybody. And how did that go down,
okay,
Lenny?
Let's not unpack that right now.
Right, Millie.
Yeah.
Mills? I feel like, okay,
Mills is very American. Everybody in England says Mill.
Okay, Mill. Okay. Mill. God, now I sound like I'm kind of a Cockney.
Yeah.
Mill. All right.
So the premise of this, we're going to talk about food.
Yeah.
We're going to get a bit of room service.
Yeah.
When we heard your order come in, we were thrilled, actually. You're okay, a spag bowl girl.
Yeah, I love a spag bowl with brown sauce.
Pardon?
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry, come again.
Brown sauce, darling. It's gourmet spag bowl, Jess.
No, you squirt a little bit of HP.
Yeah.
You know what? The you tang. Can't. I get the tang. So it's.
But you can't get HP in America.
She's Millie Bobby Brown, mum. She can get anything.
I have my ways of getting brown. It's very important to me. And actually, I think it disgusts my fiancé, because I try to put brown sauce really on anything. I love it. Even on a baked potato.
With butter?
With beans and cheese.
Somebody who avoids citrus, you really like a tang, man.
I really do. I love brown sauce. It's my favourite. And I really don't really like to go without. That's the only thing I think when going to America, I was just like, I've got to have brown sauce and digestives.
Not a Marmite girl.
I like Marmite.
Yeah.
Marmite on toast. Love it. Yeah. Marmite, my mum puts Marmite in our gravy for roast dinners.
Delish.
Of course.
Have we got brown sauce coming for the spag bowl? We need to check, because I need to get this on camera.
I'm so scared. Because you know what actually disgusts me?
What?
People that put ketchup on that. Anything, really. Ketchup is where I have to. I'm like, that's disgusting, but I have a lot to say.
I know.
It's a bit rich coming from me, knowing that I put brown sauce. But
not even with chips.
Oh, no. I would actually prefer
brown sauce. Fancy that.
We better get some.
I know.
So you were at the end of promoting Damsel.
Yes.
Babe, you like really can destroy demons and dragons. That's like you really know how to do it.
Somehow it's my forte. I didn't really know I was good at it, but I do enjoy it. It's very fun. It's also very exhausting.
Was it quite hard with the film? Because I can imagine loads of it was CGI.
Yeah.
And you were in like this cave on your jacks.
Yep.
So like, how was that? Are you just so used to it because of Stranger Things?
Yeah, I'm kind of used to it. It's right. Like very, very normal.
Thanks, man.
Bring it in.
Thanks, girl.
Now, would we say ginger beer is citrus?
No. It's like a root, isn't it?
Maybe better check the ingredients.
I mean, let's just take risks, Lenny.
Well, it's not your first time having a ginger beer, is it?
No, I love ginger beer. Okay,
it's a good one. I never do
which
it.
Which one's it? I love it.
Sugar. No. Citrus.
Is it Fever Tree?
Ginger extract. Lemon juice. Ugh,
oh,
yeah.
God.
No, but isn't lemon an alkaline?
Oh.
Isn't lemon alkaline?
I'm don't not, look at
just
me.
Ask you about
don't
your
look at
me. Shit.
Okay.
Oh, God. Yeah, I know, bottoms up.
Yeah. I think you'll be
cheers.
All right.
Cheers. Lovely to meet you.
Lovely cheers. To meet you.
You are. Cheers, Mum. You have. You have been busy,
mm-hmm.
And I love that you're spending an hour with us.
Oh my gosh, eating. This is like a break.
Be, okay, good.
Right, before we go any further, I need to see the ring.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm... Yeah.
Oh my God. You're like a jeweler, Mum.
That is gorgeous.
Yes, let me see.
Look at this, Jessie.
Canary yellow.
Yes.
Oh, babe.
But you've got to hear the story, darling.
I saw that. I heard. But can you tell us the story? I know that you put it on Jimmy Kimmel, but it was a fab story.
So, so this is actually my mum's ring. Yes.
Did you always want it?
I did.
Okay.
Do you have that same thing?
No, I'll have to. Well, she won't. I don't think you can get them off, can you?
I can, darling.
I feel that same way about my... I'm like, which one can you get off? Like,
you're having that one.
Thank you, Mother.
There
you're
we
not
go.
Dead
see,
yet.
So when I know, go. I know, very morbid conversation.
She says when I go.
I know, my mum says it all the time. Yeah. If I even have like a slight dig at her, she's like, well, you'll regret that when I go. I'm like, that's the most English thing you can say. She's like, you're going to regret that. Oh. You know, my mum chews loudly and nothing bothers me more.
My brother does the same.
And I'm like... And she's like, well, you'll miss the way I chew when I'm gone. And I'm like, Mum, like,
you won't.
I love you, but that is not what I'm not going to miss the way you chew it. It's so loud.
I'm just warning you, Lenny.
I'm not a big
chewer. No, you're not a chewer. You're a gulper. You're a glugger.
I'm sorry. Did you hear that?
No, maybe not. But now you may be able to. Maybe, no, but just so I'm warning you. Okay, pre-warning.
No. You know what? There's something about strangers that don't get me. It's when my mum and Aperol Spritz. Like, she has an Aperol Spritz, and I'm like, Mum, I hear you, okay? I hear you enjoying it. And she's like, oh, I can't with you. You've been on one all day. That's the way my mum speaks. And
Where's your mum from?
Bethnal Green.
Ah, of course, because you wrote a book.
Yeah.
Set in Bethnal Green, all about your grandmother.
Yes, who was also incredibly cockney. My nan was like, yeah, growing up, my nan would... she'd burp and nothing annoyed me more than her burping. I mean, she was my favourite person in the world, but she would annoy me. And I'd go, Nan, why'd you... She'd go, well, if it gets around me art and it kills me, then I'm blaming you. And I'm like, Nan, what... She's like, if it travels around my heart... And I think I remember as a kid thinking, it travels around her heart. Like
the little
burp. A little burp. And I'm like, Nan, no, it just annoys me. She's like, you're greater when I'm gone. And I'm like, this is a generational thing here.
So what do you think anyone's going to really miss when you're gone? God, this has gone really morbid. Sorry.
I know.
What are the annoying things that you do?
Oh, I...
That you'll be saying to your children.
I call people until they answer.
I rate that. I'm the same.
Are you impatient? You always have
I am so impatient.
But do you have your phone on silent? Jessie has her phone on silent all the time.
Yeah.
I think to avoid me.
Well, no, because we're constantly working. That's why we have our phone on silent.
That's how I feel. I'm always on a studio. So I always have to put my phone on silent. But actually, it bothers my fiancé so much because I will leave it on ringer at night because I think, God forbid, somebody needed me, called me, my mum or my little sister. I mean, I'm always just like, okay, it's always on. But that means that whoever texts me in the middle of the night, I have friends all over the world. Whoever texts me, it's like ding, ding. And Jake's a really light sleeper. I'm a deep sleeper, so I cannot hear that.
So why don't you just have it as emergency contacts?
Oh, you can do that.
Oh, babe, yeah.
How'd you do that?
You're an emergency contact. So then you can have do not disturb, but if emergency contact calls you, then you can answer.
Have you put me in as an emergency contact?
Yes.
Oh, so if I have a turn in the night,
I would answer.
Okay. You never know,
turn.
Do you?
Yeah, a turn. I love that.
Yeah. So we need to talk about food, apart from brown sauce, which I'm already really excited about. So set the scene. When you were a child, well, I feel like we've all known you since you were a child, but food, who was cooking around the dinner table and what's a really wonderful
memory?
And where
were you?
And where were you?
Okay, so when I used to go to school, my mum was into cooking. Now she doesn't cook. I mean, it's a rarity we get to see my mum cook. Mum doesn't like cooking. Mm-hmm. She says she doesn't want to slave over a hot stove.
Uh-huh.
She doesn't like it. And I appreciate that. There's also an undertone to the roles I take now. I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to do that. I'm going to be a badass woman. So she's like, no, your father can cook for you. My dad makes, my mum makes more, she makes a spag bol.
Yeah.
Which is her go-to. And she talks about it for days. You know, she's like, well, I made a spag bol on Tuesday and that's pretty much. And I'm like, Mum, I know, but like, you have to try a bit more. My dad, on the other hand, likes, he likes to make a roast dinner and he starts at the crack of dawn.
Why? Slow,
I don't know.
Does he slow cook it?
Yeah,
what is it?
I don't even know. It's just like 7 a.m. And his parents were the same, although his parents were a lot worse.
Where is he from?
5 a.m. He's from Dorset.
Whereabouts in Dorset?
In Salisbury.
Okay. My in-laws live in a place called Bridport. Have you heard of Bridport?
Never heard of Bridport.
You should go. It's lovely.
Okay. I love Salisbury, actually. It's beautiful. And we grew up like going to Salisbury Cathedral, which is like one of our favourite places. But moreover, food. I like spag bol, roast dinner, baked potato, I love.
That's Jess's favourite. It was quite a controversial thing. I said that my Last Supper, which we will be asking you later, would consist of a baked potato. I'm now, that was that day. It would still be incorporated. But anyway, so I'm with you on the jacket potato.
I love a jacket potato with cheese and beans and brown sauce. So my dad makes a really good... my dad makes really good breakfast, like a good bacon sandwich.
Do you still live with your parents?
So I moved out when I was 18 because my parents told me that I couldn't have any more animals in my one room.
Yeah, how many are we up to now?
Well, so I had a dog. I had two dogs. I had a miniature poodle and a golden retriever and then a bunny in my one room with my fiance. And at that point, my parents were like, I was looking to get a Great Dane. And she was like, maybe. And I was like, maybe what, mum? Maybe what? She was like, maybe it's time to go. And I was like, okay, fine. If that's how you want to put it. So I moved out across the street, not too far to where I could still bother them. So I kind of live part-time in London and Georgia. So that's where I primarily stay.
Where are the animals?
The animals are in Georgia because I don't think I'm fitting a donkey in Ascot.
And who's looking after me at the moment?
Basically, I have a team of people that help me because initially you go into taking care of farm animals and go, it's going to be easy. But no, it's not easy at all. Like my sheep, I had to get him neutered the other day. Right, because he can turn into a ram and
top
be like
shagger.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh. Does he have horns?
No, but they can grow, especially because of their hormones. So then I was like, right, fine. So he got neutered, and then I thought a few months later, I thought he's acting a bit aggressive. Like when I'd walk in, he'd get so excited and he'd try and knock me, and I'd be like, Norman, enough. So I called my vet and I said, Dr. Thomas, what's happening? He said, it's probably not worked. He's probably a ram. So I had to send him away. I had to put him under, send him to a college, a university, to get him to professionally... Yeah, and basically they took him out and they're gone forever. And he's a lot calmer now. He's kinder to me.
God, if only we could do that to a lot of others.
I know.
Men.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, excuse me. I just need to know about rams.
Okay.
When you say he might be a ram, what does that mean?
What do they like transform into rams?
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
So do they start off as males?
Yes.
But they don't necessarily become a ram?
Yes, exactly. So if they're neutered properly, they won't turn into a ram. But basically their one job as rams is to...
Shag.
Yeah.
Norman's better now, though.
He's better. Yeah. He's calmer. He's more of a gent. He asks for a first date, things like that.
How does he identify?
He identifies as a sheep, which I think is really important. He's very... I was worried because, you know, I also got another sheep called Jesus, but he is not a ram.
Jesus.
I have to put a stop to the... You know, they can become... Their farm animals are quite invasive. Like once... Because I bottle fed all of mine.
Oh my God,
so,
really?
Because
sorry, what was this in between like Stranger Things shooting and what? I don't understand how you find the time to be like.
It's like my peace,
Mother Earth.
Yeah, but basically, he grew up in my bed, so he came to me as a 4-day old.
God, Millie, do you have a fiance?
I know. This is shocking.
Parents told us to move out.
I know. He grew up in my bed because he was 4 days old, and I said, okay, well, he was taken from his mum. The first 24 hours is the most important because the hormone that the mum produces is really important for them to have. And then I taught him how to be bottle fed. So I would have a baby's bottle, and then I'd cut the
teat.
What do they call it
in America?
A teat.
Okay.
I just don't like that word.
No, it's an odd word.
No, it is because, anyways.
You must have to deal with teats all the time.
I really do. I deal with a lot of teats. And
teats are a strong point.
Yes. And basically, I would put the bottle of milk in the microwave for about 22 seconds exactly. And then what I would do is I would put it on my hand, shake it on my hand. Yeah. By the way, this would be like at 3 a.m. as well.
Oh, what the night sort feed. Of you milk were doing the night feed.
Are we talking about, do you give them sheep's milk or cow's milk or formula?
Powdered milk, because it has
so
the...
So that's probably cow's milk.
Mum, you're asking so many questions, like you're about weird. To put a sheep in your
she
bed.
She might be. Who knows?
Who knows? Not for the teat. Who knows?
Who knows? But basically, it's like powdered milk, and it's for farm animals specifically. Okay, and then basically, I would... The second he would latch onto it, it was like he would... It was so
magic.
Cute. And he would fall asleep while I was doing it in my arms. And then I would turn him over, and then he'd fall asleep in between Jake and I.
Maybe you should create, like... You know how, like, there was Graceland, and there's Dollywood. Maybe there should be, I don't know...
Milliland.
Which is, like, where we all get to feed sheep.
Yeah, that were rescued or bullied out of their herds, and they're all just like a bunch of weirdos.
So when you've got a bit of spare time, I think we should work on that.
Okay.
We didn't get the engagement story.
Oh, sorry.
Because we're doing lots of different
things.
Well,
it always comes seemingly back to animals. But basically, I was on holiday with my parents and Jake. I had a feeling. I packed a white dress just in case, let's just say.
Had you nails done?
Yeah, and I had them in like the way that I definitely want the picture to. But you know, I just like, you know, I don't like surprises. I usually know when one is coming. And I had a feeling that there were conversations before we left about proposals and what I would like, what I wouldn't like. And I just thought, maybe this would be a very good place to choose to do the proposal. So
where were you? Which
we were in the Maldives.
Gorge.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And so Jake and I were diving one morning. Jake's parents were there. And basically he just said, can you be up at 8 a.m. to go on a dive? And I thought, and actually the night before I said, can we cancel that dive? And he was like, Mel, no. And he never really says that. So then I was
like... Were you like ring-a-ding-ding,
I was just like, no, because a few months before he said, I would never propose to you while diving. Because there was a video we saw online or something. So I would never do that, because if you like... got too excited, you wouldn't be able to breathe, and my regulator. So
if you got too excited,
yeah,
he knew what was coming.
Oh
then.
Yeah, he was like, he was like, if you like couldn't catch your breath, so I was like, okay, that's a good point. He won't do it. So I thought he's not going to do it. And then when I went under, it was actually an hour of diving before he did it.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a long
time. So there was not a lot of air in the tank, to be honest.
No,
so...
I was on red. Wow. And then I was taking really deep breaths.
Jesus.
Because I was so excited.
You started floating to the
top. And then we floated to the top.
But didn't he drop the ring?
He did. He dropped the ring because
did
I showed...
Did you drop the ring or he will drop the ring?
No, I dropped the ring. Basically, he put it on my finger, and as I went to show him, like, it just
slid off.
And it was slow. I probably could have stopped. But everything's slow underwater. And then basically nothing was slow about this plummet. It plummeted so fast, so deep, so quickly. I really, truly, I thought it was gone. Like, I watched it fall to the bottom of the ocean. It was like...
And your fiancé fall to the bottom of the ocean.
Pretty much, because he saw it happen, which I'm so proud of him. He literally just threw himself so deep underwater and did like this cinematic swoop. And we both kind of looked at each other. And as he opened it, it was in his hand. I just thought...
What are the chances? This is
the guy. Yeah. This is the guy.
How did you two meet?
Jake and I met. I did the old slide into the DMs. I mean,
good
I'm not proud of it. I'm not proud of it, but he's cute. And I just thought, I'm going to have to do that. Because, you know, I always dreamt of being in a coffee shop, ordering my coffee, look over. Oh, hi, I'm Millie.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm... Yeah. John, and me being like, I'm in love with you now, John, and that being my start. But it's not realistic. It's not going to happen. So I thought, what better way than to slide into this man's DMs? And also, I didn't know if it was going to go anywhere. I just thought, take me on a date, nice
when
dinner.
When you say slide into DMs, what does that exactly mean?
Oh, God, Mum. You know what it means,
no? I don't. So he wrote to you,
no,
said, I'm
she wrote to him.
You wrote to him.
Yes, but not a letter. I just said, hey.
With a quill.
So you'd seen a picture of him.
Yes.
You thought, he's gorgeous.
It wasn't, listen, I don't want to sound as vain as I actually was. But basically, I just thought, oh, he's really cute.
Yeah.
And maybe he's, you know, he goes to school. He sounds like he's got an amazing family. So I just thought, okay, maybe this.
Were you
this
a fan of
work.
His dad's music?
Did you know any of it? Probably not.
I didn't, and that's the truth. I didn't know. The only thing I did know, obviously, Living on a Prayer,
absolute banger.
But the second one, Runaway, was in Stranger Things over one of my scenes. I didn't know that, but foreshadow, like
it was fate.
It was fate, and so I knew that song. And actually, that's my still now my favorite song that Jake's dad has written and sung. It's like my favorite. I just love it. I love.
Will that be the first dance bass?
I don't think it's the right. She's a little runaway. I don't want Jake to think I'm going to run away.
The runaway bride.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
So, but basically, yes, I slid into his DMs, and then I was talking to him, and then I didn't speak to him for 5 months. We just kind of stopped talking, and that was in 2020. And then in 2021, I just thought I'm going to call him, and I called him off the bat, and was just like, "Hi, how are you?" And he was like, "I'm good." I was like, "I'm single," and he was like, "Okay," and I was just like, that was not a good reaction. I was just like, okay. And then I went downstairs after, and I said to my mum and dad, I don't know why I'm saying this, but I just spoke to someone upstairs on the phone, and he's going to be the groom at my wedding or my maid of honor, and I can't tell which one yet, but I know he's going to be a part of my life forever. And that is what I said I mean, you could say that's a red flag. It could be. but that is truly what I said.
What does he do?
For
is
a living?
A musician?
No. So he is an actor, and he's producing a lot of stuff. He's a creator in a lot of ways. That's what I love so much about him. He loves movies a lot more than I do. So he loves to sit down and watch a movie, and it can be as metaphorical and as deep, and Jake has such an interpretation of it, which is what I love. His brain is so smart, whereas I walk away and I'm like, that was a good film. Gonna go to bed now. You know, but he just, I like the way he views things, and he loves filmmaking.
I'm gonna bring it back to food.
Yes.
Now, you were on set from the age of 10?
Yes.
11?
Eating baked potatoes.
You are a very integral, important part to Stranger Things. What was something that, well, whether you felt homesick or that you could just be like, I can ask for anything, what were some of your requests back in the day for food?
Well, I truly believe this. No American can make, like, a good jacket potato the way my mum and dad can.
Okay.
And I feel that way about a lot, like, even with a roast dinner. Gravy even has
they're
a different.
They're not good at roast dinners, are
they're
they?
They're not.
It's not a thing.
It's not a thing.
Just for Thanksgiving.
They think it's a. Yeah, but no, because I just spent my first Thanksgiving with Jake's family,
and
it wasn't like a roast dinner. There's a bunch of things I didn't recognise, like collard greens.
Oh, love them.
What's that?
Not a fan.
No.
What are they?
They're like greens that are really cooked to death,
and like a very strong taste, like. Really
collard
like
greens.
Collard greens.
Which green is it? Is it
know,
cabbage
it's like,
or?
It's like a form of cabbage. It looks like a form of.
It's kind of more. It's a bit
spinach-y.
More like. It's like spinachy, kale-y cabbage.
Yeah. You know what else? Swede. No Swede.
They don't know Swede.
No.
No, they don't.
Do they call it something else?
I don't think they
no,
do.
No. They do sweet potato.
Yeah, with marshmallows on top.
Yes.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
you
quite
like
nice.
That?
Put a bit of brown sauce on that, you'll be all right.
Yeah, with marshmallow, that's insane.
I quite like it.
Oh my, no, I was
bit
like...
Bit of cinnamon.
Yeah.
Not a sweet tooth then?
No, not a sweet tooth. I have never been.
Okay. Well, okay, I'm learning a
do
lot about
do you like turkey, at least?
I do like turkey.
But their stuffings are odd, aren't they?
Their stuffing is just not the same.
Not, it's not sage and onion, is it?
No, no, no.
So when you're not in Georgia, mm-hmm. when you first touch down, first thing you're going to go and have?
Sausage roll from Greg's.
Oh, my word.
Okay. Yeah.
You know,
me?
They
sure,
have a
I'm
massive
here.
One in Leicester Square now.
Greg's.
It's like a kind of IKEA.
It's like the flagship
store.
Greg's is amazing. I love, and a chicken bake.
Oh, a chicken bake.
Did you ever get a baked potato on set?
No, I really wouldn't. Now I do. Now, like the other night I was filming Stranger Things and it was a night shoot, it was like 3-4 a.m. and I just thought I really want a baked potato. Yeah. And my assistant is very English and was like, I know, I'm going to make you one. So she made me the best jacket potato and I just like hit the spot at 4 a.m. So
what, do you have like a little mini cooker in your...
Yeah,
like,
in my trailer, I have a big kitchen where I can just... I have keep all my favourite things.
That's nice. So brown sauce, the baked potato,
Sausage roll. I love a sausage roll.
They don't do sausage rolls in the States.
They don't, but...
Greg should move over there. They could clean up. Telling you.
But, you know, my fiancé's not on board with it. Like, a sausage roll, he doesn't really get. But yeah. I truly believe that it's just the way you're raised. Like, certain things that he eats, like a peanut butter jelly sandwich, he's like, oh, this is... And I'm just like...
No, don't get it.
But he doesn't get why I love, you know, the certain things that I love. So it really is what you're raised on.
You are at the end of, like, a big old press tour.
Yeah.
You've also been at Paris Fashion Week. Yesterday?
Yesterday.
Babes, are you pooped?
Yeah. I'm tired.
Don't look
You
it.
Look fabulous.
You look gorgeous, actually.
What did you eat in Paris?
At KFC.
I do like you.
Yeah.
Okay. Was it better than the...
No.
Here,
KFC is so good. It's actually the best here because you can get gravy. And me and my mum all of our chicken tenders and fries in the gravy.
Is your mum here?
No.
Is your dad here?
No.
Who's here? I feel like they should have joined us. Who's come with you?
My fiancé and my best friend and my brother. My brother likes KFC as well, but he doesn't... I don't think he does the gravy thing. I have to ask him. Me and my mum are like, we love gravy.
Is he older than you or younger?
He is. Yeah, he's older than me.
So does he look after you?
He
does. Or do you fight?
We do not fight. No, I don't remember the last time we fought. We didn't fight even as kids when Okay, that's a lie. Me and my older sister fight.
So how many of you are there?
There's four of us.
Oh, wow.
There's a 30-year-old. She's my sister. Then my 25-year-old brother. Then me. And then my younger sister, Ava, who's 12.
So when you got
She's 12.
So when you got your job on Stranger Things, did you all move over to America?
Yep, we all moved, except my sister... she wanted to stay back. Yeah, she was like, I'm going to stay back in England. And I think England is more... her speed, but me and my brother and my younger sister, we feel that America's more our home.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like being in the UK?
I love it because family is here, so I'm constantly able to be back here. But, you know, I was raised there. I moved there when I was eight.
My
little sister moved there when she was 6 weeks old. So she doesn't really know, although she has a very strong English accent. I don't know how she's kept it.
Do you have dual nationality?
No, I don't.
You're still British?
Still British, and I'm proud to be British.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Last Supper. Okay. We're going to get our food soon, I think. Spag bowl's on its way. Last Supper, you get the choice of a starter. Well, you get starter, main, pud, drink of choice.
Okay. My drink of choice, I don't drink alcohol, so...
Ever?
I'm not going to say never, because I'm in England, so I just had a bad experience.
Getting too drunk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it just... And,
well, that's very good of you to
way,
not return, because I've had bad experiences,
that's
but
what
I still...
When
I'm
I did it, my fiancé
punishment.
Said, you're going to say this now, but everybody says this, da-da-da-da-da. Well, it's been 2 years. And I...
Was it really bad?
Yeah, it was
just
really
a bad
bizarre.
Hangover?
No, it
vomiting.
Was just...
Vomiting?
Yeah. Babe. For like hours. And
oh,
do you know what?
You got alcohol poisoning.
Well, yeah, my body
what
was
were you
like,
drinking?
Girl, what is this? but I've never drank before. I don't drink alcohol. And I've never been interested. I don't like the way it feels. I also am like very health. Like, woohoo,
conscious.
Health. Meanwhile, I eat KFC all the time.
Yeah, I was going to mention.
Yeah,
that.
But I am very health
Your
conscious
supplement
in like the
is
way,
brown
like
sauce with.
Yes, yeah, exactly. That's my supplement. Yeah. Oh, food is here. I'm so excited.
Well, you know what, Millie? We were Oh, you got chicken tenders?
Yes.
I thought you were getting spag bol.
Well...
You changed your mind.
I think I changed my mind. Wait, where are these from? Here.
Did they get you KFC?
I don't know. No.
What are they?
These aren't KFC. These are McDonald's. Are these...
Do you know your tenders, girl?
Please,
I'm obsessed with the fat. No, I love this. We thought you were getting spag bol, and then we thought, well, we'll join you too.
I wanted to take you on a journey. What did you get?
Well, we got loads of things, and then we copied you because we didn't want to feel left out.
So. Okay.
But we're not having chicken tenders, and I love that this is your meal.
Okay.
Have you got gravy? I feel like you need gravy. Have you got? You've got four bits of brown sauce. Oh, let's try one. Oh my God.
What did you get? It's really
Those chips are amazing. That's the crab crumpet. Do you fancy a crab crumpet? No, you're fine with
Look
your tender.
What's that?
I'm obsessed with this. I don't really know. What is this, darling?
Oh, hang on. Is that the mushroom risotto?
I hate risotto. I'm going to just tell you now. It's my least favourite thing.
Why?
It's an egg, Jessie.
Yeah, I think that's the mushroom risotto that isn't risotto. It's actually just mushroom. Do you like mushroom?
I like mushroom.
Tell me why you hate risotto.
I honestly, I know we're about to eat, but it just looks like somebody's regurgitated rice.
I get that. I'm going to try a chip with brown sauce.
What, you've never done that before?
I don't think I have.
That's bizarre. This is looking
That's
very
really
good.
That's really good.
Okay, do you want me to tell you something?
I'm in.
I have never liked olives.
Why did you order a Greek salad?
No.
Okay.
I'm telling you about my journey on olives.
Okay.
I wanted to teach my taste buds to like something.
Yeah,
So I kept eating olives while I was on this film, Damsel. I was filming in Portugal. I ate olives every single day. And now...
You love them.
I love them.
So you're like my 2.5-year-old.
Okay.
So like, who's like, basically, we just keep on giving him asparagus or veg and then he'll like it. Mm-hmm. I love you. I love your taste buds. They are... Well done.
Thank you.
They're quite strong, the Portuguese ones, though. Mm-hmm. They're quite...
I like that.
Pungent.
And I don't like the pipless ones. I like a one with a pip.
Where did you shoot in Portugal? I love it there.
We filmed all over the place. Everywhere but Lisbon.
Have you been to Lisbon?
No.
It's fabulous.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Portugal's fab.
Yeah, it is a really cool... We filmed in the mountains mostly, but it was very fun.
I don't think you want to try that, do you? You're looking at it going, nah, I'm all right.
I don't even know how they've even made that.
That is delish. Mum, delish.
I have a very deep fear, and one of the reasons I go to therapy is for undercooked chicken.
Why did you have a bad experience?
Never had an experience.
So what are you stressing about?
I don't know. But I...
Did you watch something on telly that scared you?
I am just so unbelievably terrified.
About salmonella?
About salmonella, really. I don't like being sick.
Are you scared of being sick?
It's that
You know, Anne-Marie was on, the singer.
Uh-huh.
She's got a fear of sickness. It's a real thing.
A real thing, but specifically chicken. I question every piece of chicken I eat. I have to always open. I couldn't just bite into this.
Babe, a deep fried bit, you'll be all right.
But seriously, I mean, I went to Japan and I was just so unbelievable. I had a bad experience. So I was in Japan, I was really hungry.
Yeah.
So I went to a local restaurant and I asked for chicken tenders.
Yeah.
And I was eating it.
Yeah.
Something just didn't taste right about it. Yeah. So I said, Jake, try this. And he said, that's not chicken. I thought, okay.
What was it?
I asked the guy, I said, chicken? Is that chicken?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, yes, it's chicken. I said, calamari. It tastes like calamari. It's really chewy. He's like, no, it's a chicken. Chicken elbow. And I was like,
elbow.
So what's that, a chicken wing?
No, it was a cartilage.
Oh! Oh, babes.
Oh. Enjoy. Chuck him.
Oh. Okay, that actually is quite nice. That's lovely. That's crab crumpet.
That's what I ordered.
You want a bit of crab crumpet?
Sure,
I'll
dibble in it. What is that?
I don't know, but I...
If that's egg, I don't like egg.
Okay, I will... I'm going to make sure that...
If it's... Here's the thing
about
egg.
I'm going to taste it for you, Millie.
Egg scares me. Scrambled egg scares me. I can eat a fried egg, but...
You're 11! You shouldn't be scared of anything!
I know. I am scared of so much.
You're a pussy!
I know, I really am.
I'm scared that she's going to
not
like
it. I'm scared too.
I'm so glad we didn't have to cook for you, Millie, actually.
What, do you... Cook bougie things?
No, we don't cook bougie... No, we wouldn't be doing a bloody Michelin star.
If you'd have said what you liked, I'd have made it.
Really? Mm. Like a roast dinner?
Mm.
You'd make a roast dinner?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, but that's so much work. Is that crumpet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
What do you think?
What are we thinking?
Well,
do you like fish?
I do like fish.
Is that a bit? Is that too fishy for you?
Or? It's very fishy, but it's not bad at all.
I don't mind on top.
That's crap. That's scaring me.
I'm going to get it out of your face. Get it out of her face quickly now.
The yolk. Is that yolk?
Yolk.
Yolk. I would say yolk.
I love you. I love you. I don't know if it's yolk.
Let me
just taste it. Hold on.
Oh my God, you're just going to eat the... Sorry.
I'm trying to get it out of your
way. Okay, just tell me what it is.
Yolk.
Oh, don't.
She's just eating it.
Delicious.
How are you meant to eat that? When you shouldn't eat raw egg.
That's not raw, babe.
That's raw.
No, that was a bit of cooked yolk. Yolk.
It's cooked.
A little bit cooked. Now you wish you tried it.
No, definitely not. That's terrifying.
You're hysterical. You stick to your bloody tenders and shut up a bit.
Thank you.
She's not gourmet, our Millie.
No, I am not gourmet. I mean,
but you know what you want and I respect that.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Starter.
Starter.
What happened to the spag bol?
I don't know.
Maybe they thought, anyway.
My starter would be... Steak tartare.
You're really confusing me, Millie. Because I don't want chicken cartilage,
I know, I like steak tartare. I actually like it with raw egg on top.
Oh my God.
You are a contradiction.
I know.
You just went to Paris and you had a bloody KFC and you could have a delicious steak tartare.
I know, I'm sorry.
I love you. Okay, where's been your best steak tartare?
Oh, New York.
Oh, where?
I actually just went to the Four Seasons.
Oh, yeah. Delish?
It was amazing. I could have eaten the whole thing. But I have to share and I hate sharing.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm glad that you've got your thingies. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. If I'm really hungry, I don't want to share. Like, my fiancé, he thinks... I mean, and I get it.
He's like, Mikasa Sukasa.
Yeah. Mm. And I'm like, no, that's my drink. And he'll just like... And his gulp is not the same as my gulp.
Jesse is a big sharer.
Big sharer. Me and Jake, we should go out for dinner.
What Jesse does is order the whole menu.
Okay, that's then, my problem.
And then for everyone, and then eats the whole menu. And because you eat so quickly, no one can keep up with you.
I also feel the same way. I order everything. Just, I want everybody to really enjoy themselves.
Yeah. Got to have an opinion on everything.
Do you know what I hate? What? Like, waiting a really long time to order. Like, come on.
Millie, speak my language, girl.
Yes.
I'm literally like, I've already looked at the menu before.
In the car.
Sit me down. Yeah, sit me down. Let's go.
Let's go. And when they're like, we'll just get your drink orders in and we'll be right. I'm like, no. Stand here. Let's just take the whole thing. It'll make your life easier. And plus, I just want the food to keep going. Keep coming.
Babe.
It's my favourite. And that's the same thing about the bill. You know when they put the bill and then they come back like half an hour later? I'm like, no, let me give you my card just right now. I must go on a walk and walk this food off.
Can you cook?
No. I could not cook.
In a word.
I cannot cook. That's what I take off my mum.
Do you want to be able to cook?
I would. I would really like to cook because...
A roast dinner is so easy.
Okay, so I can cook a roast... Here's the thing. I can cook. Mm-hmm. It's just that it takes such a lot of energy. It's like a lot of just staying in one place for a very long time. And then for little reward.
I think it's the biggest reward.
Depending on who you're serving.
I love it.
I feel like when I serve my parents, my parents are like, Millie, this was absolutely delightful. Your food, my dad will be like, this I could have forever. And I'm just like, Dad, thank you.
Yeah.
But Jake, he'll just woof it down and then like, let's go to bed. And I'm like,
okay.
I need to know what he tasted. Where's the applause?
Can he cook?
I've never seen Jake cook. In 3 years.
Well, you're going to be married, so you will at some point.
I mean, he's or made not. Me a grilled cheese once, but that's not cooking.
They do it different as well.
Yeah, and it actually does taste really good.
Does he put mayonnaise on his bread?
No, he doesn't like mayonnaise.
There's a trick to make it crispier on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
You put mayonnaise, and the mayonnaise evaporates, but it's like the fat in it that makes it really crunchy. It's really good. So you can't actually taste the mayonnaise.
Okay, Jake does butter on the outside. So
try a little bit of mayonnaise next time. Don't tell him.
I won't tell him.
That's really good.
My go-to isn't to make a grilled cheese, though.
No, right, no.
Yeah, no. Like, when we first started dating, if I was hungry, we'd just order a pizza. But I was too shy to tell him I didn't like pizza. So I just eat the pizza, but I don't like pizza.
Why don't you like pizza?
I just never liked pizza.
Just not a fan?
No.
Stick with your tenders.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. And if there's a place that serves pizza, it probably serves chicken tenders. Is my guess.
Depends which pizza place you're going to, but I
Domino's,
like...
Domino's, Pizza Hut. Yeah. They always have, like, some sort of chicken cartilage somewhere.
Do you want a chip?
Sure.
They're very nice.
Although I like thin chips.
Well, just try this one, see what you think. I think they're nice.
There's potato in it, so that's important.
Yeah.
I think Have you ever bitten into a chip that just has air? It's literally air.
I think that's a generous wedge.
It's generous, yeah.
It's got a good crunch.
Here, darling.
Do you leave reviews?
No, but do you?
Yeah.
Have you got a fake name, was it like?
I have a fake name.
Oh my God, I'm obsessed.
Because I think it's important, you know? Here's the thing, my whole life is people criticising me. So I'm going to give it back to you sometimes, you know?
I like this.
I don't like ordering something and it not being in the bag.
So you'll leave like a...
Yeah.
What they called, a yellow paper, what they called...
Yeah, like a Yelp review.
A Yelp review.
Yeah. That's right. Like once, we were at a we were at a hotel.
Yeah.
And the woman was pulling my fiancé aside, like, we need to settle payment or whatever. And I was just like, yeah, like, we will, but, like, at the end of our stay, like, we're still staying here. And she was just like, yeah, but you could settle it now. And I was like, but I don't want to. I want to do it at the end of our stay.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I'm going to leave a Yelp review. Don't... I feel like you just didn't want me to be here. And I felt...
You felt like Kevin in Home
I
Alone.
I did.
But
was
you
like,
actually were paying.
Yeah, I was paying.
Oh, my God. So what did the review say? Something along
the lines.
It was just
like, I really think that you should encourage guests to complete transaction of payment at the end of their stay so they feel as welcome and as calm as possible.
It's not just food places you leave reviews. It'll be on hotels.
Oh, everything. And, like, I try to just, like, the other day I was walking in a store and I asked, excuse me, basically this old lady came up to me and was like, do you know where the socks are? I think she thought I worked there. And I was like, I don't, but I'm going to help you. So I sat there and literally I tried so hard. She's like, I need to get them for my grandson. He needs this size in this pattern. So I was searching everywhere for these socks.
That is so sweet.
When I tell you, for probably about 20 minutes, Jake was like, I don't think they have them. So I went and found an employee. I said, excuse me, I need this pattern, but I need it in this size. Can you help me? She was so unhelpful. And I was just like, please, this isn't even for me. This is for this cute old lady that just wants to get her grandson a good pair of hiking socks. So I left a review. I did. I said...
Lily, are you a Karen?
Okay. I'm a Karen. And I don't want to say... Listen, I'm a very woke Karen. I'm a woke Karen. But I definitely, you know, I do think it's important to know where you got where you went wrong and always room for improvement.
I'm so enjoying this
but
hour
Jake
together.
But Jake is the most... He gets so embarrassed.
Oh, he's quite British, weirdly, then.
Yeah,
that's quite
he's
British.
Like, no, Millie.
Yeah,
and
you
I'm...
get embarrassed if I complain.
Well, you get quite aggressive.
But I don't think I'm aggressive. It's called assertive, darling.
Well, I don't think I'm aggressive. Yeah,
yeah,
it's,
yeah.
Maybe, wow.
Yeah.
Lenny and Millie take over Yelp.
But I think we should do Millie and Lenny travels.
Yeah.
Like,
she
travels
you
together.
I think that could be great. Yeah.
And crappy food.
No,
and pay
I've
a lot
come
of
here.
Money.
And here's the thing I always say, like, I do my best. I try my best every day. I work really hard. And I just, if I've ordered a chicken sandwich, I just like a chicken sandwich. Like, don't forget it, please. It's made my day, the chicken sandwich. And when I look into the bag and there's not one thing I've asked for, it kills me. And sometimes my fiance orders a drink and it's not the drink he wanted. And so I'm like, excuse me, sorry, like, this isn't the drink here. Jake's like, please, like, I'll drink it. And I'm like, why would you do that?
Yeah, I agree.
You live your life once. Drink that drink and drink the right one.
Cheers to that girl.
Yeah.
Are you feeling any side effects from the ginger?
No, I'm not. I thought you were going to say from the raw chicken. And I was just having anxiety.
Do you ever sing karaoke?
I love karaoke.
Do you? I do. Jesse doesn't. Right. So which song? And would you duet with Jake?
Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
Oh.
Let's go, girls.
Yeah. What about you?
Have you changed it?
Yeah. I used to want to sing The Sex Is On Fire, but I think it's
the
right song for me.
Yeah.
Really.
I think it's This Sex Is On Fire.
Okay.
I think it's just Sex On Fire.
I think the title was Sex on Fire. I think yeah. you're right.
But this sex is on fire.
I do like it.
Yeah, I know.
Okay,
and
that's
like
a
to
shocker.
Be able to sing that.
Yeah, yes.
But I don't think I could.
You can sing, can't you?
I like to sing. I really like to sing.
When's the solo record coming out then?
Oh, I have no idea.
Will it? I believe
I
it
hope
will.
So, one day. I maybe mixed like music and acting, maybe a musical. That would be so fun.
Yes!
I love Mamma Mia.
Well, that's the thing.
Right. Do you like Mamma Mia?
Well,
I just did a whole TV
Jessie
show
about
Mamma Mia.
Jessie did a
Mamma
TV
Mia,
show
Finding
about...
the new Sky and Sophie, baby.
Yeah.
So I love Mamma. Do you like ABBA?
Yeah.
Have you really seen
the ABBA
yes,
Voyage?
Yes.
How
Both.
Good was
the
it?
Mamma Mia in the O2.
Oh, the Greek dinner experience.
Yeah. So good.
And did you go to the one where their avatar?
Yes. I at the end, my mum and I were like, I'm so distracted on if it looks real or not that I'm not even really listening to the music because it looks
so real.
Yeah.
You think
Although I think my audience was a bit bleak. Nobody was standing up dancing.
Oh,
no.
Us were all dressed up in sequins and little
what?
Berets.
No,
yeah.
I didn't go to the right audience. I don't think I did. Yeah,
oh, you need
was...
to go again.
I know, I need
on
to go
on a Saturday
again.
Night with all the Hindus.
Yes, that would be so fun. That's a good Hindu idea. There we go.
Can I ask, how have you preserved your English accent when you've lived in America for so long? Or can you equally do an American
No,
one?
Lenny, this has been clearly a topic of debate for many. Recently, I've been like doing all this press, and clearly for no reason, because... everyone is listening to my accent and not the actual videos. So basically, people are saying that I am now American and it's really bothering them because when I go to America and when I'm on a talk show, I have a fiance that's American, his whole family's American. I like naturally kind of want to talk in like an American accent and like it just happens. It's not like I'm going to do this for attention. It's not conscious. But by the way,
it means you're an empathetic person. That's what I've learned.
Thank you.
No, apparently.
Did you go to therapy?
No, but apparently...
I was saying this today, like, language was developed by word of mouth. You know, you listen to someone and you learn and that's how you do... And that's what I do.
And that's what you do for a living.
That's how I do... I'm meant to mimic. So when I'm here in England and I'm surrounded with English people, I immediately... And it's the same thing when I talk to my mum, when I talk to my dad, I'm very English. And then when I talk to Jake or Jimmy Fallon, who is the most American man ever... I want to mimic his way of talking. It's just the way I am.
So do you talk to Jake in an American accent?
I have like more, like if I was saying like the number 8, I would say 8 to you guys.
Say
but
water.
I would say 8. No, I wouldn't. Okay, here's where I draw the line. I wouldn't say water. I'd say, can you pass me some water?
But
I have
don't
always
even
that.
Understand what you're saying when you say water.
No, in England, in America, in a drive-thru,
yeah.
Like, can I have water? And they're like, what?
What?
And I'm like, can I have a water?
Water.
And they're like, yeah.
Cilantro or coriander?
Cilantro.
Oh, we lost you. I don't feel like you're eating that much cilantro.
I love cilantro.
Do you?
Oh, I love it.
Some people really hate it.
I know. I don't know why. But you know what I hate? I hate chives and dill.
I love dill.
Dill.
Right, Last Supper, where were we? I don't think we even got any of it. Starter was...
Oh, starter. I said steak tartare.
Steak tartare.
Yeah.
Main. Roast dinner.
Okay, which poultry? Were you going chicken?
Yeah, we're going to go turkey. I don't want to go out on being afraid of chicken. Yeah, I like turkey. Turkey's good. I like Swede, Brussels. I hate parsnips, so we'd leave the parsnips out, but I love potatoes. Really good potatoes. Yeah. Roasted, but actual potato inside. Mm-hmm. Gravy on top and a good big Yorkshire pudding.
Gorge.
Oh, wow.
Pudding.
Pudding, a cookie skillet.
A what?
Oh, yeah.
A cookie what?
It's like a gooey cookie.
Yeah, it's literally like a skillet, like, and they put it in the oven. Like
a skillet is like
I know what a skillet is. I've got one.
Okay, slay. then cookie mix, put it in the oven for about 15 minutes.
Gooey.
It's gooey. It's good.
Crispy on the outside, but gooey in the middle.
Yes, exactly.
I like a snickerdoodle.
Okay.
I had a really good one on like a United Airways like thing, and it was gooey, but I don't know if it's the flavour of this. What is a snickerdoodle?
So cinnamon.
Oh, is it cinnamon? But it had other shit in it, but like it was very good, and it was kind of, they did not have a skillet on the United plane.
No.
But that was very good. Are you having ice cream with that?
Yes, ice cream. Vanilla, always vanilla. I hate strawberry ice cream.
Me too.
Gosh, do you know what? I've always said I'm not a picky eater, and actually my parents are like, all of their children, I've never been, apparently when I was younger and I was a baby, I was born in Spain, and
when they would go to the grocery store, I was like 2 years old, and I would climb onto my kitchen counter, open the fridge, get the bowl of prawns, and I would eat. I would bite the heads off the shrimp. I would spit it out, bite the tails off, and eat. And so when they would go to make dinner that night, there would be all the heads and tails in the bowl. I'd put it back in the fridge and close the door.
Oh my God.
I love food, but I do have some strange habits.
Do you still like prawns?
I do. I love prawns.
Do you call, they don't call them prawns in
shrimp.
Shrimp.
But no, there's a difference. Prawns are smaller, shrimp are bigger.
Drink of choice before we lose you.
Shelley Temple.
Is that the very non-alcoholic sweet, cocktail?
Grenadine. Yeah.
Grenadine and Sprite and some cherries.
Millie, I've loved meeting you.
Me too.
Thank you.
I mean, I love watching you.
Thank you.
And
oh my God, I just saw your nose ring.
Oh yeah.
I loved it. Subtle. How do you feel about that?
Not happy. I've offered money a lot to remove it.
Really?
Goes on the wedding photos, the nose ring.
You couldn't see it on the wedding photos.
I think it just shows a bit of character.
Does it?
I think it just shows like she's got a bit of edge.
Will you ever take it out?
I'm worried about the hole now. So
it's going
like...
to close, literally.
Really?
Jake had a shower, took it out, had a shower, got out. And he comes in and he goes, I think it's closed. And it closed.
Babes, he's half my age. And so he's probably had it for about a year. I've had it for like nearly 20 years.
Oh, okay. That's true.
I do. Thank you. But
how would you feel if your daughter wanted to put one in?
Well, I couldn't say anything.
No,
because you have one.
Millie, I wish we had more time. I've loved meeting you.
Thank you.
Good luck with Damsel.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
I love this. Thank you for having me.
I'm glad.
I wished I'd been able to cook a roast.
No, next time
darling.
I'm going to come next back time, and we're going to do this together. It was good, but I know that you could probably get
We would look after you.
Yeah.
But thank you.
Thank
good luck.
You.
And just, I hope you get some downtime.
Thank
in the
you.
Spa.
Yeah.
With the goats.
I'll put it on this room. Is that all right?
Yeah, perfect. Thanks.
When are you going back?
I'm going back tomorrow.
To Atlanta?
Yeah. And then work on Monday.
For Stranger Things?
Mm-hmm.
Does that fill you with slight dread or are you excited? Your
it's
face.
Actually quite nice.
Is it?
There's just like, I feel like work for me is like a break. Specifically, set work is like easy because I just, with my family and friends and it's nice. And farm animals.
And what a crew.
Yeah, yeah, the best.
Well, look, good luck with the film.
Thank
Can't
you.
Wait for Stranger
Give
Things.
Give our love to Norman.
I will.
So I hope he's all right with that.
I will. I'll let you know how he gets on.
Yeah, can't wait for the update.
Thank you. Bye. Right.
Thanks, bye.
She's a force of nature.
I absolutely love her.
She's gorgeous.
You know, I don't know what I expected, but she's so funny. She's
a bundle of personality.
Takes the piss out of herself, has a story for everything.
Yeah.
Has a lot of opinions on food, which is what we love. I so enjoyed that.
It was great. I can't stop thinking about Norman.
Norman.
Double castration. He was castrated once and he didn't even have double indemnity. He was castrated again because it didn't work. Poor Norman.
Thank you to Millie Bobby Brown, who is obviously incredibly busy. Like, she's just going off to another thing now. We hope that was relaxing for you. We had so much fun.
It was great.
I was like, looking at her, just being like, oh my God, she keeps coming out with absolute bangers.
Yeah.
Damsel is out now. It's on Netflix. She's pretty badass in it. And there's a dragon that talks to her. Stranger Things is coming again. And I'm now a big Millie Bobby Brown stan.
Me too.
Here for her, totally, always.
MB Beers.
Yeah, sure, okay.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.